Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Executive Director of the Well Resource Center, Jason Henry, joins us on today's program to provide an update about 6 months after they moved into their new facility at the Well Thrift Store. Well, Jason, we're here at the Well Resource Center, and it has been just about a half year since you opened this renovated facility and brought in your friends from the Pella Food Shelf and the Good Samaritan Clinic. How has the transition been going here for the past 6 months here at the Well Resource Center? And just what are your overall thoughts about the big changes that have been going on?
Yeah, Andrew, it has been a whirlwind. We've had just a lot of stuff going on. You know, we finished construction of this, of the facility last, really June, July type of time frame. Our Well Resource Center moved in July. The food shelf, the free medical clinic, Congregate Meals, the meals program, they moved in really the August-September timeframe we started serving. I've had lots of people in here that are still working on building projects, touching up paint, and we're insulating the ceiling right now, the attic right now. We're doing things like that, but it has been fun to watch these organizations come in and just serve and love well inside of the community. I know the food shelf has nice volume running through there. We've seen an increase in the volume that we have at the Resource Center. Free medical clinic seeing the same thing. So it's fun to see this space come to life and get served by these great organizations that are here.
Well, that was one of the things you'd mentioned in previous interviews with Dr. Bob, is the idea behind this was to get people with similar needs to go to one location in one spot. Has that really been the case? You've seen people who maybe had a food shelf need now going to the clinic, or vice versa, or going to the well?
Yep, that's correct. You know, I'll be honest, I was really surprised when we started bringing these groups in. I thought we'd see a lot of the similar people. But we are seeing a lot of new faces. And when you truly think about this as a community space, that's what we want. We want to see different types of people. We want to see different generations. And we want to just create an opportunity to engage in relationship with them. And it's really been neat to see that grow.
And one of the programs at the well that you're trying to get to grow is the Congregate Meals program that, as you mentioned, moved in August. First of all, let our listeners know what that program is and why you hope that more people are going to be coming over to the well.
Yeah, so there's a meals program. I'm going to say it primarily targets senior citizens, folks that are 60 years or older. However, anybody can come have a meal with them. And really the way the process works today is they will call the senior nutrition site in Knoxville. They cater food up to us, and every day at 11:30, we serve a lunchtime meal. We have, it used to be located in the community center here in Pella. Now it's located here at the well. And I'll say the beautiful thing about our space here is you open the door and you're right in the dining area. So it's really easy to get access to. Everything's on the main level. The food out of Knoxville is absolutely amazing. They do a great job in preparing the food and the fellowship that comes with it. Now, I'll say we have seen days that are as small as a table full of people, 6 to 8 people. We've had our largest day, I believe, was 36 people that were in here dining. The county releases a menu once a month, so it'll show all the different meals that are on the menu. And they're wonderful meals. They do an awesome job of preparing them. And yeah, it's fun to see just, again, different groups come in and share a meal. There's so much good fellowship that happens around a meal, right?
There is. And good fellowship is, of course, one of the big keys here at the well, not only with the groups of organizations, but the people that you bring in for help. What are some of your goals, do you think, heading into this first year as you approach that August, September of being all together as one unit? And what are some of the things that you hope, maybe challenges to overcome during that time frame as well?
Yeah, you know, we've talked a lot as a staff and a volunteer group with the well. If you look at our last year, we spent a lot of time looking inwardly. We were working on getting the building done. We were working on the processes that we use as an organization. We were looking pretty inwardly. Now is our chance, as we look into this next year, is to really look outwardly. How can we better serve the community? How can we better serve the folks that come into this building? So there's a piece of, let's grow the programs that are already here, right? Let's get more traffic through the meals program. Let's get more traffic in the resource center and with Vital Men and with the food shelf, the folks that are here, the free medical clinic. The other thing that I'm going to say is we know that there are a lot of needs that are not met in the people that we see. We've got this beautiful space now. How can we fill up that space? How can we do more things?
Once again, that was Executive Director of The Well, Jason Henry. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.